WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcast.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Hockey fans from Compton Family Ice Arena in South Bend, Indiana, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers open a two-game series against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Steve Hirschkin is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers start this weekend series with a 10-14 overall record, 3-11 in the Big Ten, split at home with Ohio State last weekend, shut out the Buckeyes 4-0, then lost to OSU 2-0. The Badgers had three straight Big Ten splits at home. Now they play six of their next 10 games on the road. But Paul, believe it or not, while Wisconsin's in last place in the Big Ten and has a big hill to climb to get up the conference standings, if things go well here the next 10 games, who knows what could happen with this Badgers club?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you look at, just take a wider view of things. Wisconsin is down that far. A couple wins this weekend gets them within 5 points in the Big Ten standings, which with two games at hand on Notre Dame. So that's just the first little step. But Notre Dame is under 500 overall. They are 11-12-3, and they're number 15 in the pairwise, which is the NCAA selection model. And Wisconsin, after they beat Ohio State last weekend, jumped up from 32 to 28, I think it was, or 33 to 28. So you kind of, it makes you kind of go, and wonder if Wisconsin could somehow get on a little roll here, and they're definitely playing better as of the last six games or so. They could, as crazy as it sounds, like, is there a chance to get in that mix of the NCAA tournament? I don't know. Obviously, the results have to come first, but they've hung around enough, and with the 7-3 non-conference record and the quality that the Big Ten has had this year against other conferences, like, they're not out of it. It's pretty amazing.
It really is. You know, Wisconsin's 32nd in the pairwise rankings right now. Not good, obviously, but Notre Dame's tied for 15th. Badgers have to play the Irish here. Michigan State is 13th in the pairwise. Wisconsin hosts the Spartans in a couple of weeks. Ohio State is tied for 7th in the pairwise, as is Michigan, and the Badgers go to Ann Arbor next weekend. Penn State is 3rd in the pairwise. Wisconsin closes the regular season in Happy Valley. Minnesota's number 1 in the pairwise, and the Badgers will host the Golden Gophers coming up on February 10th and 11th. These are the two lowest scoring teams in the Big Ten, Paul, so who knows how many goals are going to be scored here tonight or tomorrow night. Probably not very many. Both teams, though, their goaltenders have been red hot. Wisconsin's Jared Moe and Notre Dame's Ryan Bischel.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And you look, they've been very similar throughout the year, and especially lately. Moe has been outstanding. We know that. Wisconsin has played better in front of him, but he's got a 1.32 goals against, 9.49 save percentage, and 3 shutouts. That's just in his last 6 games. He's tied with 4. He's got 4 shutouts, with the 2nd in the country, along with Ryan Bischel, is one of those other guys who's been a third star of the week for the Big Ten the last 2 weeks. He's got a 9.24 save percentage, which is 8th in the NCAA overall and 2nd in the Big Ten. He's had a career high bunch of saves last weekend again against Penn State, which always takes a lot of shots, and a 2-1 win in that one, and only gave up 4 goals on the weekend. So two very similar guys in the nets for both teams, both 3-time Big Ten players of the week, and both very important to their teams out on the ice.
Yeah, Moe, the number 2 star in the Big Ten last week. Bischel was the number 3 star when he stopped 94 of 98 shots in that series split at Penn State. So it's the Badgers and the Fighting Irish, and we'll hear from head coach Tony Granato in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows around 7 above. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 15. Chance of snow again tomorrow night. Lows around 6 above. Overcast. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 26.
We're at the Compton Family Ice Arena in South Bend, Indiana. Tonight, Wisconsin opens a weekend series against Notre Dame, joined now by head coach Tony Granato. And Tony, you know, the last couple of Big Ten series at home, you had a chance to go 4-0, two against Notre Dame, two against Ohio State. Your club's playing better, it appears, over the last several weeks, really.
No, I think we played some good hockey. You know, you pointed out we could have been 4-0. There are games that, you know, we won the Friday night games, and then the Saturday night games we played. The Notre Dame game, we didn't play very well in two periods. We came back and almost made a miraculous comeback. And then the Ohio State game was basically a, you know, a tight checking game all the way through. They get the first goal, and obviously that was enough to beat us. So we've been playing more solid, more consistently as far as the defensive part of it goes. I think offensively, some guys are starting to get a little bit of rhythm. We talked a lot about Bantle's first half of the year, where he wasn't scoring. You know, he started to be able to contribute a little bit more consistently. Lucius has been kind of consistent from his first, you know, week in college hockey, and now the Strammel starting to get going with him. I think that's big. Maddie got a couple goals a couple weeks ago. I think that is big for him. So I think offensively we get some guys that are starting to score a little bit more like we thought they would, and obviously that helps.
The Charlie Strammel, Cruz Lucius, Maddie DeSaint foul line, what do you like about them besides their skill level?
Yeah, I think, well, I think whether it's a good thing or bad thing, I think the chemistry between Charlie and Lush coming from the program and knowing each other very well, you know, I think when they're not together, they feel like, geez, you know, they're missing something. So I think it's just, so we've kept them together because they do, you know, seem to know each other a little bit differently than maybe the others do with them. So, and then you get Maddie on the other side, who's a veteran player that's, you know, really thinks the game well offensively too. So, you know, having two freshmen with Maddie helps that part of it as well. He's got a little bit of experience on the one side with the young guys. But, you know, again, you know, we got to find all lines to be able to contribute, and that spreads it out a little bit because Brock, you know, is with Bantle now, and then the Lindmark line's starting to score a little bit. Then you know, Mercy's line's going to crash and bang, do what they can to chip in as well. So I think we get a little bit more balance, and there's a few things we can do with those lines as far as the matchups go, and that's been, I think, some of the things that have been good for us, especially being at home. Lindmark's line has been matched up against the other team's top line and done a really good job with that.
Badgers in Notre Dame tonight. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Save big money on your next kitchen update, now at Menards. Custom craft countertops are low maintenance, easy to install, and have a classy design. Browse our wide variety of mix and match styles and finishes for a look that's sure to wow on a budget. Menards offers a great selection of solid surfaces, laminates, and quartz countertops that will surely complement your kitchen remodel. Visit a Menards store near you and save big money on custom craft countertops.
Save big money at Menards.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame coming up here. Face off a little bit after 6:30 Central Time. And a reminder, tomorrow's game is a 5 o'clock face off Central Time. Tony Granato's with us. Tony, we were talking about the forward lines, but you're minus Jack Gorniak, who was injured in the Friday game against Ohio State. Didn't play Saturday. He had had a long stretch where he had been effective for you. Obviously, he brings speed. What else are you missing without Jack?
Well, his forechecking ability, I think he's hard to play against because he's, you know, he hounds the puck and forces turnovers. Yeah, we do miss it, but I think Smolanic coming back in the second half of the year, he's skating really well. So there's a guy that can jump in the lineup and absorb some of those minutes. So, you know, Jack's healing well. Hopefully we'll have him back next weekend. But, you know, we got Kerr. I think Kerr's even on the back end. That's a piece that, you know, we kind of somewhat overlook because he's not always on the score sheet, but he's always your guy that's just a hard player to play against, good defender, great leader. And he's, you know, he's been back at home now for the last few weeks working on, you know, hopefully being able to make a comeback here in the next couple of weeks as well.
You know, I look at this series and Notre Dame, I think their best player right now has been their goaltender. Ryan Bischel, he leads the Big Ten in save percentage. Your goaltender, Jared Moe, has been really good of late, though, too, hasn't
he? He has. And again, we've said this probably before and after every broadcast in the last couple of weeks, is when our team plays well in front of him, we give Jared a chance to be great. I think he's an elite goalie. I think he's an All-American goalie. And our team just defensively has to make sure we tie up around the net, for make sure we're not letting sloppy rebounds get available, and making sure that you know, he can see the puck. If we can do that thing and let him be the top of his crease, he's a big goalie. He's got a ton of confidence. He likes playing in this building. You know, last year's playoff series, he played really, really well. So, yeah, we're going to ride him. He's been playing great, and 4 shutouts so far this year. That's a lot in Big Ten hockey.
It's the third most in UW history, too. Is that a mentality for his teammates to help protect him, or is it system-oriented? You tell me.
It's a little bit of both. I think that you know, when you find your goaltender in a rhythm like he is, the defense can relax and just kind of feel like, okay, if they get a shot from the outside, no big deal. We'll give them these types of shots, but we got to make sure that we don't give second ones. So I think it's a confidence on both sides of it. And, you know, Mosey's just been, you know, he's an experienced goalie now. I think he knows how to communicate better with the D. I think he's, you know, now that he's a second year with their team, I think there's a lot more connection between him and the defense on playing pucks behind the net and things like that. So I just think it's just a point now to where he's comfortable and our D are comfortable with him.
And the guys like him, which makes you want to play for him too.
That's
right?
Always important too. No, he's been great. Yeah. He has been. He's happy. He, you know, he battles like crazy for him. So yes, the guys definitely love him.
That's Badgers coach Tony Granato, Wisconsin and Notre Dame coming up. More from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-host in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Giant Super Bowl champ.
Here in South Bend, Indiana, snowy, windy day outside, but we're inside the ice-cold Compton Family Ice Arena, maybe the coldest rink in the Big Ten. The Badgers playing Notre Dame. As Paul mentioned before, the Irish 11-12-3 this season. They're 6-8-2 in the Big Ten, currently in fifth place. Last weekend, they won at Penn State 2-1 behind Ryan Bischel's career-high 52 saves, and then lost the next game 3-2, even though he was nearly as good with 42 saves. The Irish averaging 2.4 goals per game, only 2.1 in league play. They're Their power play about 15%. Their penalty kill last in the conference at 75%. Basically, Paul, they've split their last 8 weekends of play. They had a shootout win here against Minnesota on January 13th, lost the next night, but they haven't won 2 in a row since October, and still, if the season ended today, they could very well be in the NCAA tournament. That's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it before, but the Big Ten, I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know what season it was, but it seemed like every single weekend, every single series was a split, and that's sort of developing that way right now, even with Wisconsin, what they've been doing lately, and Notre Dame's doing the same thing, and really, that's all the league needs right now to get a lot of their teams in the NCAA tournament, because, again, the non-conference schedule and success was so great. It was, like, a 7-1-4 win percentage or something like that, non-league for the Big Ten, which is tops among all the conferences, so again, Notre Dame is doing what they need to do to stay in the picture. They would like to get more wins, but hopefully not this weekend.
Their head coach, Jeff Jackson, won a couple of national championships at Lake Superior State. Now in his 18th season here with the Irish, 387 wins with this program, his 569 career wins, 10th all-time in Division I. Badgers and the Fighting Irish. We'll check the rest of the Big Ten in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day, so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the #1 national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Well, as we start play today, Minnesota leads the Big Ten with 37 points. Gophers 12-3-1 in league play. Ohio State and Penn State share second place with 27 points. Michigan State 24. Notre Dame in fifth place with 20. Michigan has 18 points. Wisconsin has 9 points so far. One game underway. Michigan is hosting Penn State in a matchup of the 6th-ranked Nittany Lions and 7th-ranked Wolverines. And although Penn State has outshot Michigan 14-4 in the opening period, the Wolverines have scored twice, Jackson Hallam and Adam Fantilli. So the Wolverines are up 2-0 midway through the first in Ann Arbor. Michigan State plays at Minnesota tonight. The Gophers split their series with Michigan last weekend. Michigan State was idle last week. Remember, the Spartans started 11-4-1. They're 2-7-1 since. Ohio State is idle this weekend. The Badgers take on Notre Dame, and we'll set the line charts and tell you about the deep pairs and starting goaltender in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame meet for the 91st time tonight. Badgers lead the all-time series, 50 wins, 31 losses, and 9 ties. They split a series at the Kohl Center January 6th and 7th. Jared Moe and the Badgers shut out the Irish 2-0 in the opener. And then Notre Dame built a 5-0 lead before Wisconsin's furious comeback. 4 power play goals in the third period, but Wisconsin fell short 6-4. You may remember in this building last year, this is where the Badgers' season came to an end in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. Wisconsin won the opening game behind a career-high 49 saves from Jared Moe. And Moe in that three-game series had a .939 save percentage, but the Irish won the last two games and advanced to the Big Ten semifinals. Let's get to the injury update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you and Paul. Unfortunately, Wisconsin without fifth-year forward Jack Gorniak out with an upper body injury, and junior defenseman and alternate captain, both alternate captains, Anthony Kerr out with an upper body injury as well. We're hoping they return sooner than later, but both, you can feel their absence in the lineup.
Yeah, Jack Gorniak is one guy that's super noticeable every game because of his speed, and he always creates some plays in the offensive zone, turnovers, and just see him speed blasting past people. Anthony Kerr is kind of the exact opposite. You don't really notice him because of the job he does in the defensive end, but the Badgers notice him that he's not there for sure because of his solid play in his own zone, and I give credit to the guys that have filled in. Luke LeMaster, Shea Donovan, the last couple of weeks have gotten more playing time because of it. They've been actually pretty good.
Let's get to the quick trip lineups. We'll start with Notre Dame. Their starting goaltender is Ryan Bischel, 6'1", 190-pounder from Edina, Minnesota. This season, he's 11-12-2, a 252 goals against, 928 save percentage, 4 shutouts. He started all but one game this season. Defensively, Ben Brinkman, a grad student, transfer from Minnesota, with Drew Bavaro, a transfer from Bentley. Ryan Helliwell is a sophomore paired with Jake Bolton, a fellow sophomore. Nick Lieberman is their captain. He's out of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Zach Polzinski is his D partner. The extra skater is Hudson, Wisconsin native Chase Blackman. The top line for Notre Dame, left to right, is senior Jesse Lansdell, 4 goals, 11 points. Jackson Pearson, a transfer from New Hampshire. He's a grad student, 1 goal, 9 points. Trevor Janicki, a senior from Maple Grove, Minnesota, 8 goals, 17 points to pace Notre Dame. The second line, Justin Janicki, Trevor's younger brother. He's got 5 goals, 10 points. He had 3 assists in the series last weekend against Penn State. Chase Primo, transfer from Omaha, 6 goals, 15 points. Second line centerman with Landon Slaggart, the junior from South Bend, who last year had 12 goals and 26 points, but only 2 goals and 6 points this season. Grant Silanoff, Hunter Strand, and Ryder Ralston, left to right. We'll tell you more about them as the night moves along. Ralston, by the way, 7 goals, 17 points. Their fourth line, Solak Bakic, Tyler Carpenter, and Jack Adams. For the Wisconsin Badgers, senior Jared Moe in goal, 6'4", 220-pounder from New Prague, 9-10 this season. His goals against, 256, save percentage of 917 with 4 shutouts. The defensive pairing, senior Mike Forlicky, 7 assists this year with freshman Ben Dexheimer, who's got 8 helpers. Daniel Lodge, 3 points this season. The sophomore is paired with fellow sophomore Corson Kuhlman, 6 goals and 14 points for Corson. Freshman Tyson Jugnoff, 2 goals and 8 points this season, 3 points in his last 4 games, along with Luke LeMaster, who scored his first collegiate goal last Friday against Ohio State, the junior from Duluth. The top line on Tony Granato's line chart, at center, the freshman Charlie Stramel, 4 goals, 8 points for him. He leads the team with 14 penalties in 42 minutes. The left wing, Matthew D. St. Foul, 4 goals, 14 points for the junior from Lake Forest. D. St. Foul in his career, 13 games against Notre Dame, 4 goals and 11 points. And Cruz Lucius had his 7-game point-scoring streak snapped last Saturday. The freshman from Grant, Minnesota, leads the Badgers with 9 goals and 24 points. He's the fifth leading freshman scorer in the Big Ten, is Cruz Lucius. And it's hard to get a lot of headlines when Logan Cooley and Jim Snuggerud and Adam Fantilli are ahead of you, you know?
You take a look at that. I looked actually to see who would be the freshman on the team this year for all Big Ten. I'm like, Cruz got to be up there. And then you open that up and you're like, holy cow, there's some good freshmen in the Big Ten.
And Stephen Holliday, too, for Ohio State.
It's amazing.
Right there, too, yeah. Second line for the Badgers, Carson Bantle, the junior from Onalaska. He's got 6 goals and 8 points this season. Brock Caulfield, fifth year from Stevens Point, 7 goals, 14 points. Sam Stang, the junior from Eau Claire, on the right wing. And the third line is Ty Smolonic with Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach. Left to right, Liam Malmquist with Dominic Mersch and Zach Erdahl, the fourth line. Those are the quick trip lineups. And the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is coming up next. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Home Trunk Gaming.
too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big Wolf save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. Puck gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
I'm Brian Posick. Second level at Compton Family Ice Arena. It seats about 5,500 fans. There is a huge student band to our left where Jarrett Moe's warming up in his goal mouth for Wisconsin. Ryan Bischel all set to go in the goal to our right. Notre Dame kind of cream-colored sweaters with blue pants and trimming and the golden helmets, while Wisconsin in beautiful red uniforms with Wisconsin diagonal down the chest. Referees tonight, David Marcotte, Barry Pachmara, Pat Richardson, and Nicholas Banner, the linesman. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We're underway here in South Bend, Indiana. Bouncing puck finds its way into the Wisconsin zone, but Notre Dame was on offside and a faceoff to come at center ice. That puck just kind of bounced around like it was a rubber ball, and eventually the whistle blew just 9 seconds in. Faceoff just outside the Wisconsin blue line.
It worked out good for Wisconsin because the puck was bouncing around. The Badgers were backing up, and Notre Dame ended up with the puck in the high slot.
And Chase Primo had the puck. Badger steal. Bantle left wing, Stang down the middle. Bantle elects to shoot, or he tried to. Puck is free. Stang took a whack at it, went to the corner. Oh, Bantle had Stang. He elected to shoot, tried to deco backhand. Poke check Bischel. Here's once, twice Bantle with chances. Bischel with saves. Stang hammering at it, too. Eventually, Bischel had it. No, he can't cover. Picked up by Brock Caulfield behind the net. Caulfield then had it slide off the toe of his stick. And here comes Notre Dame's Landon Slager. Gains the red line. Trying to get around Daniel Lodge. He gets around him. Pass in front. Ricocheted off the right pad of Moe. A man in front, Justin Janicki, couldn't pick up the rebound. Good chances both ways, Paul.
Yeah, Carson Bantle with a couple there. He had three goals against Notre Dame when they met a couple weeks ago.
Steal by Pearson. A slow-moving shot through traffic. Moe got his right pillow on that one, and the Badgers heave it out through center. Back to get it now, Drew Bavaro for Notre Dame. 6'2", 200-pound junior from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. Puck trickles to the far wall of the Notre Dame zone to our right. Ty Smolonic for Wisconsin kept it alive. Pulled from him, though, by Trevor Janicki. Janicki, right wing pass. Man is Pearson. He shoots one. That one off his stick goes to the corner. Hit the referee. Wisconsin's Lindmark can't clear. Played towards the front of the net. Given back by the Badgers. All alone. Backdoor pass. Pearson had a chance. Flubbed the shot, and Moe dove out and covered. Excellent no-look pass by Janicki. Low right to Moe's left, and he just couldn't get the shot off. Jackson Pearson wide open. He's only got one goal since his transfer from New Hampshire, and he's their top line center.
Yeah, the Badgers got a little sloppy inside the blue line. Pucks were flying around a little bit. Kind of a quarterback pass through the seam, and there was a two-on-none down low for Notre Dame, fortunately for Wisconsin. And as you mentioned, the shot never got off like it should have, and Moe was there to corral the loose puck.
Charlie Stramel back out for the Badgers. Cruz Lucius, Matthew D. St. Val, actually their first shift of the night. Chase Primo with Justin Janicki and Landon Slager. Jeff Jackson so far has played only two lines in the first 95 seconds. Pass towards the front of the net, intercepted by Wisconsin Stramel. Bumped it back to Dexheimer. The freshman whips it across for Vorlicki. Up the middle, nice catch by Lucius. Weaves his way to the high slot, trying to get through traffic, but Slager took it right off his stick. He fans off to his right, drops it off for Justin Janicki. Little soft pass left wing, good catch by Primo. He'll spin it around left corner to right. Slager goes to get it, met there by Wisconsin's Luke Lemaster. Back in the near corner of the Wisconsin zone, Vorlicki tried to clear off the stick of Lucius, then off of Lieberman, played out to center by Stramel. Back into the Notre Dame zone, and it's collected there by Drew Bavaro. Left wing pass, Ralston, around behind his back, up by Erdahl, but Malmquist in the way, poked it free. Malmquist with Dominic Mersch and Zach Erdahl here tonight. Chase Blackman, the Hudson, Wisconsin native, threw it back through neutral ice, and Wisconsin's Shea Donovan quickly after it. Finds Liam Malmquist, who coughed it up to Ralston. Ralston had it pop into the air. He brought it back down to the ice, and then chip free by Malmquist. Wisconsin's Donovan, nice pass Malmquist, who finally collects near the Notre Dame bench and sweeps it down in. 2:45 into the first period, no score. Shots on goal, 3-2 for the Badgers.
We talked before the game that Wisconsin, one of the reasons they've been better lately is they've been pretty good controlling the puck and handling the puck. We've seen a few plays early here that... not doing that exactly, but so far it's been pretty harmless, at least the results of it.
Yeah, again, the Badgers have played their last five games, including the U.S. under-18 team at the Kohl Center. 200 by 97 ice sheet. This is 200 by 85. Big collision at center ice. Puck sports free, and Corson Kuhlemans has it. He's pressured by fourth line center Tyler Carpenter out of Palatine, Illinois, forcing Kuhlemans back into his own zone. Lead feed Bantle can't make contact with the puck at the red line, and icing called on Wisconsin. Again, Notre Dame averaging 2.4 goals per game, giving up 2.7. A team that 18 times this season has scored two goals or less, and in those games, 4-12-2. But defensively, traditionally, under Jeff Jackson, they are stingy.
They are, and we talk about it a lot when you come to Notre Dame or play them. The first goal ends up being pretty important, the way they have at least historically locked down their defense, although we saw Wisconsin come back and nearly make a miracle comeback a couple weeks ago.
Of course, and Kuhlemans' dangerous stick handling move to the right of Jared Moe right in front of the net. It came free for a moment, but the Badgers able to possess. Carson Bantle at the center circle, flipped it to Brock Caulfield. He'll jam it down deep. Lieberman there, left-handed defenseman, moves it to the far side now, and his mate Blackman up to Grant Silanoff, third line left winger from Edina, Minnesota. Can't get around Dexheimer. Puck slides to the corner. Silanoff goes to get it. Ralston now out to the point. Bavaro moves to his right, shoots one low, tried to go glove side on Moe low, but missed the target, and all the way out through center ice, and Ben Brickman, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher, goes to get it for Notre Dame. Now the Badgers possess. There's Stramel. Got around one man and then met at center ice by Lansdell. Picked up by Dexheimer. He'll dump it in. Lansdell now. Good breakout pass by Brinkman. Popped into the air. DeSaint Foul took a swing and missed. So did Janicki. Now Pearson slides it deep. Moe out of his nets. Paddles it around to the near wall and back out to center it comes. And now Brinkman, D to D to Lieberman. He'll pitch it to the left corner of the Wisconsin zone. First man there, Luke Lemaster. Finds an open Matthew DeSaint Foul. Up ahead, intended for Lucius off the stick of Lieberman. It bounced free to Plzeczinski, then to Lieberman. Now left wing pass and Pearson in the Wisconsin zone. But Lemaster back to get it for the Badgers. 5 minutes gone by, no score. Trevor Janicki heaves it around now to Lieberman. Right off the bench comes Bockic with speed and a whistle. And a penalty coming up for slashing. And the penalty will go against Wisconsin's Tyson Jugnauth at the 5:08 mark.
2 minutes for slashing.
Yeah, Plzeczinski was coming through the Badgers' zone, trying to get back towards the slot. His teammate, I think, was looking for him. His stick was on the ice. In the middle of the ice, he was going to pick it up. I didn't see the actual play, but presumably Tyson Jugnauth knocked the stick out of his hand, and Badgers are forced to have a penalty kill here just over 5 minutes in.
And slashing at 5:08. Notre Dame on the power play, a little bit better than 15%. 8 of 47 in league play, that's 17%. Badgers penalty kill is 80% this season, 19 power play goals allowed, 95 chances against. Badgers do have four shorthanded goals, two by Owen Lindmark, who's on the ice, and another by Jack Horbach, who's paired with him on the PK, and the Badgers win the puck at center and send it down. Here's Lieberman, the captain and quarterback of the power play. Left wing Slaggart, met there by Kulemans as he walks across the line. Sends it to the corner. Kulemans reached for it, lost it, got it back, lost it again, threw it to the stick of Janicki. Out high right, Lieberman shot, blocked by Mersch, right near the right inside portion of his leg, it appears, and he's hobbled a bit. But he remains the captain. I hope he's okay. He seems to be fine, although he's... I can't describe it, actually. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. Here's Lieberman now at the right point.
He's still getting around fine and doing his job.
Slaggart in front. Oh, Smo made the stop initially on Primo, but it went off his glove and in. You mentioned it before, Paul. Notre Dame has been getting low behind the Badgers' defense. They did that time against the penalty kill.
Yeah, just kind of a spin move or a spin in the corner. It turned around. And Notre Dame was wide open to the right of Jared Moe. Just a shovel towards the net. It did look like Moe had it at first, at least from our vantage point. It went maybe under the glove and above the pad, kind of squeaked through there and into the net. Notre Dame gets that important first goal.
So Chase Primo, seventh goal of the season. It comes on the power play for Primo. That's his third power play goal of the year. Give Slaggart and Rolston the helpers at 6-10. It's 1-0 Notre Dame. So Jugnauth slashing penalty comes back to bite the Badgers here in the early going. And they picked up the pressure, forechecking Wisconsin's defenseman. Janicki and Lansdell. Kulemans, Borlicki turned it over. Now Lansdell in front for Janicki, but tied up at the last moment by Borlicki. Oh, he was all alone against Moe, and when he turned to shoot, Borlicki reached in strong on his stick, able to prevent the shot, and then cleared it up into the mesh, stopping play. 13:22 left in the first. 1-0 Notre Dame.
A big-time recovery by Borlicki. Again, the Notre Dame player had his back to the goal, so it had to take a little extra time to get the shot on, and gave Borlicki enough time to come over, use his stick, and out-muscle him.
Notre Dame wins the faceoff in the offensive zone. Ralston out to the right point, and Boltman. Silanoff then down low below the goal line. Luke Lemaster got it off to Caulfield, tried to feed ahead to Bantle to clear the zone. Unable to do so. Hunter Strand, third line center out of Anchorage. Out to the point, long range shot. Moe made the stop and left a huge rebound slot. Now look out, down low left. Moe made the first save, couldn't make the second. It's 2-0 Notre Dame. Moe's been so good with rebound control, but that initial shot, Paul, got away from him, and then the scramble ensued.
It looked like he was wearing a rubber chest protector or something on that one. It hit him in the middle and bounced way out to the slot. Again, the batter scrambling a little in front of their net. Moe, again, he looked like he recovered to make the initial save. I think Notre Dame was there, the same player for the rebound, and flip it over the outstretched pad. And Moe was down on his stomach and doing his best to keep his pad on the post, and it went over.
Hunter Strand gets the goal from Grant Silanoff and Jake Boltman at 7:03. Two goals in 53 seconds. And Notre Dame with a 2-0 lead on the Wisconsin Badgers. And now we've got a penalty coming up.
I believe on Notre Dame as Moe was headed to the bench for extra attacker.
And it looks like they're going to take junior defenseman Zach Plusinski.
Notre Dame penalty at number 26, 2-minute minor hooking.
Hooking on Plusinski, so Wisconsin gets a power play, and it could use one here to kind of stem the tide a bit.
No question, and get back in the game here early. Two goals right around their net, in front of their net. Notre Dame has been really good or getting a presence around the net, and Wisconsin hasn't been there. Here's their chance to crawl back in. Carson Bantle is their net man, and he had three goals against Notre Dame right in front of the net, and they met 3 weeks ago. So look for him.
Notre Dame's allowed 13 power play goals and 51 chances against in the Big Ten. 75% on the PK. Again, last in the Big Ten. Badgers power play about 20% now. 21 for 103 this season. About the same in league play. Badgers now set things up in the offensive zone, although Kuhlman's pressured out high by Slaggart. DeSaint foul behind the net. Bantle spins it around the right corner wall to Lucius. Straight away now Kuhlman's back to Lucius. Cross ice open. DeSaint foul shoots one up high. Missed the net. Off the corner glass. Lucius with his long reach, able to hold the zone. Pressured by Solog Bakic. Tried an off-balance shot from long range. Fan. It failed to clear. Bantle now spins it around to the far side. DeSaint foul slows the puck down, but he was pressured. Got hit into the sideboards. He reaches for the top of his head. Now heads to the Badgers bench. That one hurts as Notre Dame clears. Here comes Lucius now. Skates through two Irishmen. Off to the right wing. Still controlling. Now Tyson Jugnov. Left dot shoots one low but missed the nets to the blocker side of the left-handed catching Ryan Bischel. Dexheimer back to Jugnov. Slot shot. Erdahl save made. Stramel with a chance on the rebound. Stopped by Bischel, who then slashed Stramel up near the hands.
Yeah, Bischel got interfered with Carson Bannell on the play earlier trying to get around the net. He's been very active here, contacting with Wisconsin's forwards.
Erdahl a step, shoots one left, pad save, rebound, swung and missed at by Dexheimer. Smolanic followed up and pushed his shot attempt wide, and the puck all the way back to center ice. Notre Dame, 15 seconds left on the penalty to Plzeczinski. Badgers trailing 2-0, two goals within a 53-second span for Notre Dame's Primo and Strand. Smolanic fast through center ice. Pitch to pass to the left wing and Erdahl back behind the cage. It goes in Smolanic. Right point Dexheimer. Notre Dame at full strength. Dexheimer tried to pass one off the end boards to Stramel. Instead, it hit the back of the net. Wisconsin holds, though, although Dexheimer fumbled it at the blue line. Pressured by Slaggart. Strand took the puck away. They're onside. Janicki 2-on-3. Looks for a trailer. Good read by Erdahl to steal. Owen Lindmark after it near the Badgers bench. Defended by Lieberman as he hits the hash marks right wall. Spins it behind the net. Malmquist out to LeMaster. Sets and shoots one off the mark. Horbach tried to redirect. Here's Lotch now. Low left. Horbach low right. Tried to go short side. He scores! Jack Horbach squeaked it past the left shoulder of Ryan Bischel. Badgers within one.
But Daniel Lotch actually made that play on the far side. A little nifty stick handle. Got the puck around to Jack Horbach. Ryan Bischel went to the post, actually knocked the net kind of up in the air trying to get there and cover as much as he could, but Jack Horbach still find room. And get the Badgers back in the game.
Fourth goal of the season for the freshman, Jack Horbach from Naperville, Illinois. Give Daniel Lotch and Luke LeMaster helpers at 9:51. And the two lowest scoring teams in the Big Ten have three goals, and we're less than halfway through the first period, Paul.
Just like what we expected.
Exactly. You know, these media guys, they think they know everything. Malmquist, nice pass left wing. Lindmark denied by Bischel, who stood tall on his knees. Oh, he's 6'4", but has plenty of length to cover the far side post. And now Plzeczinski has it for Notre Dame. He'll lift it out to center. Caught by Silanoff, pushed it between the legs of Borlicki to the stick of Jared Moe, the Badgers' netminder. Spins it ahead and up and out of the zone. It comes down near the Badgers' bench. Wisconsin's bench right below us. Again, we're at the second deck here at the arena at Notre Dame. While Notre Dame's bench and the penalty boxes are across the ice. Nice outlet pass for Borlicki. Caulfield, Malmquist, Dexheimer, Lucius, backside left, and Brock Caulfield's shot kicked out by Bischel. Wow, what a passing play.
Bischel just dragged his back leg. Brock Caulfield putting it nice and low for the rebound.
And now offside called on Notre Dame. Wow, it's been a fast-paced, fun first 10 minutes and 56 seconds here in South Bend, Indiana, with Notre Dame leading Wisconsin 2-1. And Badger hockey brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Back in 1 minute from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
When you do broadcasts with positive Paul Capobianco, you rarely bring up negatives, but I should mention that the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 16 consecutive Big Ten regular season road games. They did win in this building last year, game one of the best of three first round playoff series, but otherwise 16 straight losses away from home in league play. It's amazing when you think about it. But it's a new night, new game. Badgers down 2-0, now 2-1. Zach Erdahl hands off left wing, intended for Caulfield. He was tied up. Here's Ryan Helliwell, sophomore from Burnaby, British Columbia. Plays for Ian Perrin's favorite team, the Trail Smoke Eaters. Long lead feed by Vorlicki, deflected down to the Notre Dame zone, and the Irish's Helliwell goes to get it. Lindmark now out, centering Ty Smolanic and Jack Horbach. Horbach scored the lone goal so far for the Badgers at 9:51. Steele Smolanic shoots one, and he had some mustard on it right into the breadbasket of Bischel, who gave up no rebound. And then after the whistle, Horbach and Helliwell mixing it up a little bit. Oh, and Lindmark is in there as well. The referees, three of them, will separate things, and they'll drop the puck to the right of the big netminder from Notre Dame.
Couple of pretty good jabs there in front of the net. Doesn't matter. Smolanic, using his offensive skills, transition, turned around quickly back into the Notre Dame zone. Kind of was a one-on-four. Used his speed to make sure the guys behind him didn't catch him, and got a pretty good shot off.
Charlie Stramel to take the faceoff. Cruz Lucius right wing. He's in the slot with three Notre Dame players just to his right. Buck loose in the circle and collected by Ben Brinkman, playing in his 165th collegiate hockey game. Spent 4 years at Minnesota, now here at Notre Dame through the transfer portal. Badgers sent it into the Notre Dame zone. O.T. St. Val worked it free. It's loose in front. And Daniel Lodge scores! From behind the net, Badgers put it in front off the stick of DeSaint Foul, and it went through traffic, and Daniel Lodge, the defenseman at the hash marks right in front, just hammered it home. His first goal this season, first goal in 24 games for Lodge. We're tied at two.
Yeah, the Badgers off. The defensemen were way up in the play. Lodge was sneaking in right at the faceoff dots. I know Cruz Lucius was right there. There's a slight chance it went off his stick because it popped up over the goaltender. Oh, actually, I think it hit somebody's leg and bounced in. Either way, it's a goal for Wisconsin. It might have been Charlie Stramel's leg that it went in off of.
12:07, the time of goal for Daniel Lodge, his first this season, and a chip shot from the right wing, pass to Slaggart in front, and Mo with a huge chest save. Wow. Lodge from Stramel and DeSaint Foul. So DeSaint Foul's pass from below the goal line, it seemed to hit the stick of Stramel and slowly moved to Lodge, who was uncovered, and just one-timed it past Bischel. It's 2-2. Here's Lucius now. Dangerous bad pass at the Notre Dame blue line, picked off by Lieberman. Hands back Justin Janicki. Right wing Lieberman. Dot shot. And the save made by Mo, in and out of his glove, all the way to the far wall it goes. Now Chase Blackman mishandled it. Eventually got free to Jack Adams, but he can't get the shot on goal. Badgers trying to jam it out of the zone. No luck there. And back deep into the Wisconsin end it goes. Jugnauth and Luke Lemaster defensively. And Luke just golfs it up through center ice and back to Drew Bavaro. No relation to Mark Bavaro, who went to Notre Dame. Pretty good football player. Played for Paul Capobianco's New York Giants.
Heck of a tight end.
He was a very good tight end. And Bavaro's a pretty good defenseman, too. Bavaro's got 4 goals, 12 points, the transfer from Bentley.
Scored twice against Wisconsin in the win.
That 6-4 game, Malmquist wipes out in the Wisconsin zone, but Bakic had overskated. The Badgers have the puck here, staying right wing. Hashmark looking, shoots one, save in the belly. Bischel, he hangs on, and a faceoff to come. 6:16 to go in the first. Badgers 2, Notre Dame 2. Irish jumped out to a 2-0 lead, scoring goals within 53 seconds. Primo at 6:10 on a power play. Strand at 7:03, but then the Badgers answered with 2 goals in just over 2 minutes. Horbach at 9:51, Lodge at 12:07.
We just saw Shea Donovan up at forward playing with Malmquist and Erdahl. I know we saw early when Mersch got hit with a puck. Not sure if I even see him on the bench right now.
He blocked a shot. And right near the midsection. And nope, Mersch is not out there. He's not on the bench, nor is trainer Andy Rohde that I see. Here's Wisconsin's Caulfield, deep in his own zone, able to muscle a pass up to Bantle, who cleared it out to center. And then Bantle following up, picked off the pass by Plasinski, and then pushed it back into the Notre Dame zone, but the Irish go to get it. 5:45 to go in the first. Wisconsin and Notre Dame tied at 2, and the puck deflects off the hand of Brock Caulfield into the Notre Dame bench. Badger Hockey brought to you by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Faceoff neutralize Hunter Strand and Owen Lindmark. Lindmark won 27 of 38 faceoffs against Ohio State. Here won the draw deep. Smolanic in on the forecheck, tackled below the goal line by Hellowell. No penalty called. Retrieved by Lindmark. Bumps it out to the right point. Kuhlman sets